This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
This week, it's all about tools. What are the best sellers? What goodies are still to come? And why you should start thinking about work pants as tools.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
Hey Fred, what's the most important thing, do you think, when it comes to tools?
I think, Aidan, it's knowing what to do with them and know how other people use their tools. No pun intended. Like, honestly, it's a...
Well, it's no use if you don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. I mean, most simple thing that every builder knows, but, you know, with a screwdriver, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. But for me, you know, no one told me that. It might as well have been, you know, lefty-likey, righty-wrongly. I heard that at 4 years of age. Lefty was like, what? What's going on? Do you know, like, so I didn't have the context behind the screwdriver. And it's known other people's tools as well. Like, I know I was talking to a friend of mine who, you see where I live, there's loads of people who work in construction, and then there's loads of people who are artists in their own house who paint pictures. So when someone tells you that they're a painter, you know, you need to be careful about what tool to get them. Like a friend of mine, she told me she was a painter, and I says, right, I'll call around to her house, and I'll call around with paintbrushes that I got for Christmas that I didn't use, I had no intention of using. And then en route to the house, I seen her with a ladder up against someone else's wall painting someone's house, and I was like, oh, okay, right, that kind of painter. So I was like, so I looked at her and don't mind me, I'm just walking by with paintbrushes on my hand. I went home and cried.
All right, so you thought she was more of the artistic type than the industrial type. So to speak, very good. Now, we know tools are very precious, we know they're expensive, and therefore they are sought after by sometimes the bad people, by thieves. A friend of mine, and I have a number of friends who work in the trade, a friend of mine who's a plumber, had his van broken into outside his own house by thieves, sophisticated bunch. They pulled up in a car. He had CCTV in his house. That didn't put them off. Two lads got out of a car. One kept watch, kept sketch. The other managed to break into his van, bypassing the immobilizer on his van. They cleared out a couple of grand's worth of tools back in the car and literally gone in 60 seconds. And the tools, never to be found again. They had serial numbers. He had called the police. He called around. I believe there's a number of places where these tools get moved on. But these guys are very sophisticated in their operation, and they were gone. So you need to be careful with what you do with your tools and how you mine them.
It's so unfair. I mean, it's so hard to track down stuff that goes missing, especially when, like, a mate of mine now, there's another side. Now, this is a rare story that a friend of mine is in a band, and his mate got his guitar stolen. And the same thing, Aidan, was just picked up and taken out of a venue. You know, it's such an easy thing to do, like, and then my friend was looking at guitars on Dundeal, and he seen the guitar that was stolen on Dundeal, because it was a very specific guitar. And even, like, the cracks in the guitar were mentioned, and it's like, well, it can only be that guitar that was stolen. That was my mate's guitar. So what my mate did is, this is a real MacGyver moment, Jake and the Fat Man moment.
Okay, old school references, Fred.
Exactly, yeah. Lefty righty, wrongly tighty. And, right, but what he did was, he called around in a car park. He might as well have had, like, glasses and a mustache, and the Garda Síochán with him as well. I mean, hi, I'm looking for a guitar. I shouldn't do the accent. Sorry, I shouldn't do the accent.
Maybe a French one is more.
Ça va, où est le guitar? Avec le red crack. Don't let it send that. And he knew exactly the guitar, and the guy couldn't get over, he was talking French. And then anyway, so your man, he gets the guitar and then goes, you're right. Now, obviously, the guy who sold him the guitar, it mightn't have been his fault, because he might have got the guitar on Dundeal as well, or sold. So what they did is just ask him questions and track it back to him. So I think the guy who my friend got the guitar off in the car park with the guards wasn't the guy who stole the guitar. So that's the thing. So they took the handcuffs off him and apologized. And walk freely. No, that didn't happen. But they asked him questions, and they did get the guy who did steal the guitar.
And they got it back.
They got it back. Well, he got the guitar back anyway, but then they found out who actually stole it. And I tell you what, that's an obvious steal. It's so easy to steal stuff. But it's so easy to steal stuff by mistake. I know, like, guitar leads as well. You know, they're all the same color. Do you know, man? Who's going to have a guitar lead with their name on it, you know? And a Bluetooth thing, so if it goes missing. So I feel like, you know, it's so
I
easy.
I feel like
yeah.
Fred's about to confess to something. We shall move on to our photo of the week. This is where you WhatsApp us a photo of some work you're really proud of and that you'd like to share with everyone listening. Right now, if you look at your phone or whatever you're listening to us on, you should see a photo of a before and after of some pipework planning for an aviation facility. It was sent to us by Dylan Ryan, and here he is to tell us what he did.
In the photograph, you see two sides. You see one side and it's a 3D CAD model, and then one side is the actual pipe. The pipe was completely fabricated off-site using 3D workflows, so virtual digital construction. The site was 3D scanned, and all the pipe work was dimensionally modelled in a 3D model, and all the drawings were produced and fabricated from that and installed, and everything fits perfect. All quality assured and quality checked, and 0% rework on site. All we do was drop the pipe and install.
Thank you very much, Dylan. Well thought out, well executed, and the results are great because the after looks exactly like the plan you did. So it all went to plan. Now, if you can't see that photo on your particular podcast player, we've put a link to the photo in the show notes below so you can see all the before and afters. And remember, if you'd like to share a photo of some work you are proud of and share it with everyone who is listening as our photo of the week, just send us a WhatsApp photo and a voice message telling us all about it to 087 77 54 555. And that number, as always, you will find in the show description.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Now, for a lot of people, what they wear on the job is very much part of their kit, or their toolkit, if you like. And to tell us more about one of the most recognizable names in workwear, we're joined by Derek Deasy from Snickers. Derek, welcome to the podcast.
Great, guys. Thanks a million. How are you?
My first question to you is, even as a man who doesn't have a trade, if I buy a pair of Snickers, will women fancy me more?
I'm obviously going to give you the true answer. Yes, absolutely. You'll be melted.
Good. I'm going to pick myself up a pair. So my next question is, what came first, the Snickers bar or the Snickers pants?
Okay, good question. Well, believe it or not, the Snickers workwear was invented back in 1975 by a Swedish electrician called Matti Vio. And the name Snickers is actually derived from the Swedish word snicker, which means carpenter. Ah. So that's where the origins of the name come from.
That's it. Elon Musk was really pissed off with the Mars bar. I wanted to call my company that. Or Dublin Bus.
Well, Derek.
Dublin Bus got pissed off with Double Decker. Sorry, I'm done.
So, Derek, we are talking a lot about tools today. Why do you describe people's workwear as tools, and why should we think of them that way?
Well, I suppose the most important thing for an individual when they're on the work site is to feel safe and to feel comfortable. So we see our products as an additional tool to their everyday tools. For example, if you're an electrician, a carpenter, or a plumber, and you've got hammers, screwdrivers, drills, whatever, the trousers, the jackets, the tops are an addition to that. It's important for tradespeople to feel comfortable and safe with peace of mind in their everyday environment. So, and that's what we aim and strive to do and provide.
Mm, and a lot has changed in the last 10, maybe 20 years. And do you think workwear is learning from fashion, or is it just getting better at comfort?
I think it's learning from fashion and it's getting better from comfort. I mean, there's new technologies advancing all the time in the sports industry, sports apparel, and all of that has been married back into workwear. So we're striving to stay at the forefront, you know, with different materials, different technologies. You know, take, for example, one of the biggest advances we've had is using a material called 37.5. And 37.5 is an American brand that regulates the body temperature at 37.5 degrees. So really interesting material. We use it in some of our trousers. We use it in our topwear, our jackets, our T-shirts. And it basically, as I said, it regulates the temperature. So that's a really cool advancement in fabrics that we've seen in the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, it's very high tech. And what kind of testing do you do?
So everything that we have, every product that's launched goes through rigorous testing all across Europe in all our markets. We have representatives called product specialists, so they coordinate the testing for garments that roll out from head office. So you're looking at a minimum 12 months to 18 months of a garment out, information live on site been tested, information been gathered, feedback been gathered, material, performance, fit, comfort, durability. And all of that is collated centrally by the product development team, and they tweak and make improvements wherever it needs to be made. And then the product is launched. So probably thousands of hours of testing before the product actually gets out onto the market.
If they're more durable, they're probably more expensive. So how do you look at extra cost?
I mean, I suppose you can't really put a price on comfort and safety. If you take, for example, our top-selling products, our trousers, our slim fit stretch trousers, or our relaxed fit stretch trousers, every detail in those garments has basically had the end user in mind all day, every day. Most tradespeople will wear a pair of trousers from Monday straight all the way through each day, 12 hours a day till Friday. The only time they take them off is when they're at home going to bed and they're resting. So it's really important that they see the value in the purchase of the product, but also the benefit from the everyday use within the product.
And you mentioned the different styles in terms of the fits. I presume it's not a case of one size fits all. There's something for every shape and size.
Absolutely, yeah. And we have different size. We've a broad range of waist sizes. We've a broad range of leg lengths. And then we have different styles. We have five families of garments. So, you know, we have all round. We've got flexi. We've got rough work. We've got protect work. We've got light work. So we've got a collection of products available in various different sizes to suit every day, everybody, no matter what the environment they're working.
I always love the idea of having knee pads, I guess, you know, as a skateboarder, as a child, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'd get much work done, but I'd love to walk around and let everyone know. So could you tell me more about knee pads? What various sizes are there? Could I keep the same ones basically from when I was a kid?
No, absolutely not. No. Well, we have a patented knee guard system in our trousers that's unique to ourselves, whereby it's a rectangular pocket and we have various different knee pads for various different trades. So, for example, if you're just doing regular trade work, like as an electrician, nothing too vigorous, we have a standard knee pad that will fit into the knee guard system in the pocket. A really cool feature on it is it has two bar tacks on either side of the pocket, so it keeps the knee pad in position. Have either of you ever knelt on something sharp? Like a stone or a screw or a bolt? Okay. So you know that screech, kind of, that impact, that horrific pain. Yeah. Well, we try to prevent that.
It's meeting bone. Okay. So you've got the perfect cushion there if you're on your knees. What about the holsters? They're another very attractive element of the Snickers. What have you got?
So we have one of the things that Matty Vio invented back in 1975 was the holster pockets. And his frustration was that he couldn't find anything that would, any workwear that was suitable for his environment. He was an electrician. And carrying lots of screws, you know, lots of bolts, having to go to the toolbox or to a tool bag constantly back and forth, he came up with the concept whereby he'd put these pouches on his trousers. He'd be able to load up in the morning, put everything that he needed in the pouches, and then carry through his day without having to cause too much disruption. And we've just kept that all the way through, and it's a key feature of part of our trousers.
This Matty guy is he's kind of like the Steve Jobs of technology, isn't he?
Yeah, and a really inspiring guy as well. He's no longer involved in the company. He retired back around 2007. But if you were to meet him, you would be inspired by him straight away. Even today now, he's a super guy, very driven, very ambitious, and really is the lifeblood of the company from the get-go. Even still, although he's not still involved, his mantra is what we strive for.
And Snickers is going from strength to strength. You've just bought an American company. You might tell us a bit more about what they do, particularly specializing with tool belts.
Yeah, well, we have part of our group. We're all part of the Hultafors group. Snickers Workwear is one of the brands. And we have recently acquired a company called CLC, which is a CLC work gear, which is an American brand. And they focus on heavy, durable tool carrying solutions. So if you look at pouches, for screwdrivers, snips, pliers, hammers, and then also a selection of really innovative tool carrying bags. So we're launching that this summer here on the Irish market, and we're really excited to have them on board. A lot of what their focus marries in with the Snickers focus in terms of comfort, durability, and we're super excited to have them on board.
Derek, you're working with your job for 20 years now, and you're clearly so passionate about it, and it's incredible to see. So, what drives your passion?
I suppose it's from being with the company from the get-go and understanding that, you know, there was a drive there to succeed in terms of producing the best products available. When I started, we probably had about 5 or 6 different styles of trousers in 2 different fabrics. I won't use the word basic, but they were, for the time, they were advanced, but if looking back, they were quite basic. And just to see the growth and development and the passion that goes into everything that's developed, I'm fortunate enough to know a lot of people in Sweden and head office in the product development. And a lot of them are there the same period of time as I am. So long-term employees who have the same drive, the same passion, and it's just basically driven through the whole company. And we're all aiming to get to the best out of what we possibly can and produce the best possible products for end users, tradespeople out on the markets.
And Derek, finally for now, the products that you have at Snickers, are they all available at Chadwick's?
Yes, we have the core products are available in Chadwick's. So you have your trousers, your t-shirts, your jackets, there's a selection of those. Plus our footwear. We've got Solid Gear and Toe Guard footwear that's available in Chadwick's stores throughout the country. And if they don't have them in stock, you can order them from Chadwick's online.
Clearly very passionate. It's been good to chat with you, Derek. Thank you for telling us all about the history of Snickers and the products that are still to come. But don't go anywhere because you're going to be taking on our pod quiz in just a few minutes.
Trade Talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwick's. Let's get it done.
We have a competition going on where we want to sort you out with something in Chadwick's that maybe it's a luxury or on a wish list that you've always, always wanted. But you don't want to drop a couple of £100 on it. We call that thing the Tool of Dreams. And each week we set Fred a challenge to come up with a jingle in the style of someone famous. Now, the Euros are on at the moment, Fred. Have you been watching any of the football?
I have. I've been watching a bit of it. I'm very impressed now, especially with the U2's new song with Martin Garrix. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Savage, because even though you two, he is like God, because even though he wasn't there, he still was there. He was there in a hologram shining over everyone. So he's amazing.
Okay, so at the opening ceremony, you two performed. Well, The Edge and Bono did with Martin Garrix. The Edge was there, Martin Garrix was there. Bono was there, but of course, in typical Bono style, he was a hologram. He was this giant hologram in the stadium in Rome. Well, seeing as you mentioned Bono, I was going to go with a football team thing, but I think maybe you could do something as Bono. There's your challenge this week. So, okay. Tula Dreams, sell it to us, Fred, in the style of Bono. What are you thinking?
Okay, widow without tools, widow without tools, I can't work, widow without tools. What about that one?
That's not bad, that's not bad. I'm going to put you on the spot. Any other U2 songs coming to mind?
Okay, well, okay, this is the one. The guitar's out. You can't argue, this is a classic.
Go on then.
It's a beautiful tune. Don't let it get away. It's a beautiful tune. So send us your joke today.
Wow, I didn't think you could top Widow Without Tools. It's a beautiful tool. Somehow I think I'll be singing that in the shower someday. Now, to get your Tool of Dreams, all we're asking you to do is send us a WhatsApp voice note with your joke or indeed a funny story to 087-7754-555. Now, all the ones we use across the podcast series go in the draw next month to win. So here's this week's contender. It is David Galligan from Cavan.
So the foreman points out a huge pile of sand and says to the large, muscular Scotsman, "You're in charge of the shoveling." To the slightly less muscular but still large Italian man, he says, "You're in charge of sweeping." And to the skinny Chinese man, he says, "You're in charge of supplies." He then says, "Now, I have to leave for a little while. I expect you men to make a dent in that pile of sand." So the foreman goes away for a couple of hours, and when he returns, the pile of sand is untouched. He asks the Italian, "Why didn't you sweep any of it?" He replied, "I have no broom, mate. You said it that the Chinese guy, he was in charge of the supplies, but he has disappeared and I couldn't find him nowhere." Foreman turns to the Scotsman and says, "And you, I thought you were to shovel this pile." He replies, "Aye, you did, lad, but I couldn't get myself a shovel. You left on wee Chinese manny in charge of supplies, but I couldn't find him anywhere." Foreman is really pissed off now and storms off towards the pile of sand to look for the Chinese guy. As he approaches the man, the Chinese guy leaps out from behind the sand and yells, "Supplies!"
And I take it that is it. David Galligan in Cavan. Thank you very much. This is a time and a place for these kind of jokes. Brad, any comments to make?
Unbelievable. You know, I went to school in Cavan, and I think it could have even been that David Galligan. And I'll tell you what, brilliant acting. It had Super Mario.
Or Gino DiCampo.
It had your stereotypical Italian say, oh, Mario, Luigi, yeah. That kind of, and then and I had Scotty from The Simpsons. Oh, hi.
Groundskeeper Willie.
And it also had I don't know who the Chinese one was, so my God, look, I tell you what, it was a great performance. In this modern current climate, you know, really, is it? You know, am I too woke for accents? I don't know, but am I too woke for accents? I don't know. It's a great joke. It made me laugh, and it's harmless. So I give it an 8 out of 10. No, I don't even need to give it a score. It's harmless. It's great.
Well done, David. You're not quite cancelled just yet. And you are a contender for Joke of the Week and to win the Tool of Dreams. If you would like to beat that, send us a WhatsApp message with your joke to 087 7754 555. And if you missed that number, it is in the show notes description.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Ireland's leading builders merchants and home improvement specialists.
Now, let's find out more about power tools, which are the most popular of all, what's been trending over the past few years, and what is new in store. And to tell us more, it's the man who manages all such things for Chadwicks, Jason Maher. Welcome to the podcast, Jason.
Morning. Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm delighted to have you. Honest to God, Jason.
So, Jason, if you're the man who manages power tools, what's your job title?
So my job title is hardware category manager. So it power tools is just one of the kind of the categories involved. But basically, it's everything inside the Chadwicks branch. So I don't look after anything in the sheds or outside. It's basically everything inside the shop.
And how big is power tools as a category for Chadwicks?
Yeah, like power tools will be one of our main categories. Obviously, within that, we stock everything in between your DIY person that's, you know, just coming in to hang up a picture frame, compared to everything right down to, you know, big, large commercial and developments. So yeah, it's pretty broad spectrum.
So between DIY and commercial, like, how many products do you carry in that category alone?
Well, so we probably at any one time would have anywhere between 50 and 100 products on display. But then what we do then, using our supplier partners, we've got in excess of over 500 tools available to order to any branches across the country.
Wow. What are the big categories within that of power tools? What are the most popular?
So obviously, cordless drilling would obviously be the number one category, followed closely by, you know, saws and jigsaws. So I suppose cordless drills, like, they do everything from, you know, putting a hole into the wall to drilling large subfloors and concrete apartment blocks that are under construction. So it's a wide range.
And which is more popular, particularly when you talk about the power tools and the drills, battery or cord these days?
It's all cordless. So I suppose if you look at the market share now, the market share is probably 80% cordless to 20% corded. Over the last number of years, you know, if I go back 10 years ago, that split would probably have been around 50-50. But what we're seeing is there's a large move away from corded tools. Like, a lot of new building sites don't allow corded tools on site anymore due to, you know, there's extension leads, there's generators, there's one test, so there's trip hazards associated with corded tools on site. So there's definitely been a real push over the last couple of years to cordless tools.
What kind of battery stamina should you look for?
Yeah, it's always the question. I suppose every time any of our customers approach any of our experts in our branches, the number one question is, how long will I get out of a battery? And it all depends on, well, what you're using the tool for. Like, the analogy I'll always give is, if you went out tomorrow to buy an electric car, if you're driving from Lucan to Maynooth, you know, a car with a range of 100 kilometers would do you. But if you're going from Lucan to Galway every day, you obviously need a car that's going to get you, you know, 500 kilometers plus. So it all depends on what the individual user needs. And I'd always say to people, be honest with themselves when they're going out to buy a cordless tool. Know what you want that tool to do.
And does that apply to the brands you would buy as well? The better the brand, the more expensive, is it the better product?
It is a lot of the brands nowadays would have, you know, range architecture within the range. So obviously, if you look at DeWalt, which would obviously be seen to be, you know, the number one trade brand in power tools, they would have an entry level drill. So for the likes of myself at home here, hanging up picture frames, or, you know, do damage to a few walls, they have a drill to care for that needs. But equally, you know, right up to, you know, the large, you know, multi-story apartment blocks or shopping centre developments that we're seeing around the country at the moment, they will have drills to equally cover those needs as well. So as I said, it all depends on what the customer is looking for.
And Jason, is there a difference between brand names and the generic brands, let's say, in terms of quality as well as price?
Yeah, as I said, look, it all depends on what your application is. A lot of the brand names per se, they will give you, you know, longer guarantees. They'll give you, you know, they'll tell you what the expected runtime of a battery is based on the application that you're doing. So if you're drilling, a 10 mil hole in concrete, you know, all they will tell you what the runtime that is. When you get into generic brands, as I said, it's more down to, you know, the kind of hanging up pictures around the house, or you know, you're drilling holes, but yeah, cables through your, it definitely the brand names will probably give you more of a spec in terms of what you can expect from the tool.
Gotcha. Okay. How has technology influenced power drills and advanced them and enhanced them in the last number of years?
Yeah, well, like the innovation at the moment is all around the battery runtime and the power. So what we've seen, especially with the DeWalt FlexFold, with Milwaukee Fuel and Makita XGT, just a bit of a tongue twister there. What we've seen with those brands in particular, where they're now scaling up the tool. So they're going from 18 volts and the tool can flex up to 54 volts. And when we talk about voltage, voltage is all about the amount of torque. So obviously, if you're using the DeWalt console, you need the extra torque in the battery. So that's where the innovation is led at the moment, that we are looking at kind of larger voltages to power larger tools.
Okay. And you know the way they say now there's an app for that with everything. Is the technology like Bluetooth, mobile phones crossing over in any way with power tools?
Yeah, so there's some really, really cool innovative features that are coming online in a number of the power tools. So, like if I look at the DeWalt Tool Connect system, which is it's a Bluetooth built into the body of the tool. It has an app on your phone that will give you things when the tool was last seen. You can assign that tool to somebody who's used. So if you're a foreman on a site, you can assign that tool to somebody on the app. A lot of them now have ring fence technology, so you can set up a ring fence around, be it the main office of 30 meters. If the tool passes beyond the 30 meters, you get a notification on your phone to tell you the tool is gone missing. So there's some really cool features and benefits that are coming onto power tools.
That's pretty cool. Anything else that's caught your attention that's on the horizon?
As I said, like I think the big thing that I've seen this year, and it's a category that's growing into next year, is garden power. So obviously the likes of Makita, Milwaukee, DeWalt, they're now bringing out their own range of garden tool products, which is great. So if you're on a building site and you've got your DeWalt battery that you've used in your jigsaw, your drill, your consaw, your miter saw, you're now bringing it home, and even time you're putting it into your lawnmower and you're mowing your lawn, you're doing your gardening. So it's all the main brands are using their technology to in different aspects of the home. So I think that's one big thing that is coming.
Jason, it's been great chatting to you because you are Mr. Power Tools in Chadwicks. But if I'm going into, say, my local branch and I want to know more about power tools, who should I ask for?
Any of our trade advisors on the counter are the best people to talk to. Equally, we've got Sam Hire available in a number of locations, and to be honest, a number of the tools that we use in Sam Hire are available to buy. So as I said to people, it's a great opportunity to go in to trial a product, bring it home, hire it for the day, and then if it's the one for you, then equally you can purchase from any of our colleagues.
Jason, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers.
Under construction with Chadwicks. Over 40 stores nationwide, so we're always local.
Now, Derek from Snickers Workwear is back with us. Derek, you are about to play our pod quiz on behalf of a Chadwicks customer. This week, it's Brian the Plasterer from County Louth. And if you win, his prize will be a custom answering message sung by the one and only Fred Cook. So, Fred, what do you think rhymes with plasterer? What can you do there?
Straight away, I'm thinking master of the plaster. That's what I have. And then I don't know if he's a caster sugar. I don't know how I'm going to put that one in. So master, caster, blaster, blaster, like when you're blasting the wall.
Fred has plenty of work to do, but before that, Brian, so do you. You need to get three questions right in 60 seconds on the pod quiz. Here we go. Question one. In the movie The Godfather, was the horse's head real or not?
Real.
Yes, it was.
Derek, who is known as the Dog Father?
Snoop Dogg.
Is the right answer. How many different leg lengths do Snickers work trousers come in?
Three is standard, 30, 32, 35, and we can also give an option of 37 inch.
Okay, you get a bonus point for that. Well done.
Five Liverpool captains have lifted the European Cup. They are Emlyn Hughes, Phil Thompson, Graeme Soane, Jordan Henderson. Who is the fifth?
Steven Gerrard.
Correct.
Is the right answer. I'm going to deduct a point from Fred for his pronunciation of Graeme Souness. Now, next question. What colour is the earth wire in a standard plug?
Green.
And?
Yellow.
Yes.
Well done.
Get in, Derek. Mighty fine performance. Well done, you. You have got enough points for Brian the Plaster to get his very own song. So, Fred, I hope you've workshopped it there while we were doing the quiz. Are you ready?
I was really hoping you wouldn't do so well. Here we go.
Go for it, Fred.
Here we go. You've reached the phone of Brian from Loud. I'm the greatest plasterer. So leave a message, you know, cause I'm so proud. I am the master of the plaster. I'm the master of the plaster. Leave a message.
Ah, well done. No caster, but we got the master. You are the master, Fred. Well done. Well done to Fred and well done to Derek. And once again, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you both. I much appreciate it.
Now, if you would like Fred to do your voicemail message, you can just send us a WhatsApp to 087 77 54 555. And once again, you'll find that number in the show description.
This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Well, that's it for this week. Fred, what did we learn?
Well, I think what we learned is you've got Snickers, the workwear, and then you've got Snickers, the chocolate bar. But putting a Snickers inside of a Snickers doesn't cancel each other out.
Oh, you're going deep. Well, thank you to Derek Deasy from Snickers Workwear, to Jason Maher from Chadwicks, and of course to you for listening. Remember, if you want our WhatsApp number to win our competition or send us in your photo of the week, our contact details are in the show notes, along with all the details and links for our show today. We will be back with another podcast next Monday, and remember to hit the follow button on your podcast app to get Under Construction every week. Until next time, from me, Aidan Power, and Fred Cook, have a great week.
The Under Construction Podcast is produced by dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40 plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.